The Context, written by Z. Charnot, August 31st, 1987, Part 2 of 2. But if we multidimensionally dream live, if our insertions and outpressings have the quality of sudden transformational match-cut meaning fits, fresh metaphors, with enough similarity and complementarity to relate, but enough differences to bring fresh meaning, new possibilities, we can acknowledge in our states of being and in our actions the vastness of all that is here. Perceptions based upon categorical identities, small scheme identities, like the first workman, the kind of perceptions that cause us to critically think or say, "I know what you mean by that act or that neglect," means the scale of the gestalt preserves and perpetuates the obstructed reality and a need for it. It is like saying, "We are laying bricks," or "I am laying bricks," and I ascribe the same context and motives to you, which I hold. We do this by regarding our states of being and our actions or the actions of others as belonging to a small scheme. We are here together now, in behalf of the universe. We are combining our states of being and our doing in behalf of all that is. The elegance of our mutual respect, regard, and oneness welcomes a resonant connection with all that is and affects our state now. Others, at other times, who have gathered for such purposes, have noted the effects of those who insist, who persist, who hold their minds on smaller schemes as the explanatory context for even the gathering. On such occasions, it is said, there are rocks in the love feast. Those who are unmoved, unaffected by the larger scheme or the context. Let each of us allow the joy of elegant oneness.